Listener discretion is advised.
Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the 100% Random Podcast with your host, Dion Markell and Vince of the DMV. It'll take you on a ride. And today is just myself. It's a good old Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. Now, but today is Tuesday. We did not have a podcast on last Friday because there was constraints. Everybody was a little busy. I was busy myself, and I was, you know, trying to get some things done. But on Tuesday, that was like that podcast that kind of like built, riled up some internal things outside of the podcast. And, you know, we were trying to figure that out. As of right now, I have no idea. But by the time this episode is released, or, you know, by the time I talk to, you know, everybody else in general, we might figure out what the hell happened. But today, I just want to talk about some things that we're going to be doing for the podcast coming up this month, the remaining of the month, and also for March coming up as well. Going back to just doing one episode a week, which I think is better to do it this way, because I'm the one who edits the podcast. I'm the one who edits the podcast and basically uploads it and release it and whatever. So doing two a week kind of like changed things up a little bit. So now, like on Fridays or whatever, we have more like a creative thing where we can talk about everything in one podcast. Eventually, I want to be able to do more with a YouTube channel that currently I created a few weeks ago. I'm just got to log into it real quick. So that's going to be on, what the heck happened to me? This is the wrong account. I'll go back to the other one and we click on this and boom, and then boomy, boom, boom, boom. All right. So I created a YouTube channel for it, and you know, YouTube has changed a lot, like a lot. Because now, it's, you know, you can't have this, like, I remember back in the olden days of YouTube, you get a YouTube channel, you can automatically, you know, have a YouTube channel name or whatever, but now you gotta have, like, a certain amount of subscribers and you know, views just to change the channel ID, so you can go to youtube.com/, my old one used to be called youtube.com/, this is Dion14. Which, if you go to there now, it doesn't exist. I mean, I can try to do it. I think they got rid of my URL, like, years ago. YouTube.com/Dion14. And it actually brings up to my YouTube channel. So, I still have that ability, but I guess a lot of people don't have it anymore. So, if you do go to YouTube.com/ThisIsDion14, it'll bring up to my main YouTube channel. Same thing for... I think for my other channel that I have, it's more like an otaku, more of a nerdy comic book type thing, even though we do talk about comic books and shit. I'm also going to be bringing back that in a few weeks, because that has like the most viewer, the most viewership on there, if that makes any sense. It's O-T-A-K, Otaku TV. And it actually brings it up. So if you go to youtube.com/itsotakutv, it brings up that podcast, that channel. Dang, I got 3,440 subscribers on that channel. So I'm definitely bringing that one back. But today I just want to have like a little random topic. Usually when I'm doing these by myself, I usually will find a random topic to talk about and, you know, go further into it. But I know for a fact I have a bigger topic that I want to talk about with Markell and Vince, or if Markell's only able to record or Vince is only able to record, well, I'll talk about it with them. But that topic is mainly like, what are your big giant goals for 2020? Because we didn't get a chance to really talk about that in the beginning of the year. But I have like a big giant goal that I really want to talk about, but I ain't going to talk about it today. But there is a few other things I do want to talk about before I get into the topics. We're going to release, this will be the last week of doing Tuesday episodes. Until like, or it will be released as a bonus, because you have an option to release as a bonus episode, where the bonus episode will be mainly shown up on your feed as bonus. And then maybe it will be like a something like, hey, this week's guest is Jay-Z, and you know, it'll be some stupid shit like that. I want to be able to have guests on the pod. Okay, that was. The cord keeps coming out when I'm recording with this with this microphone, and it didn't work out. I want to have guests on, and that's gonna be something that I would like in the near future. It doesn't have to be like. You don't have to be. I just want to be able to have other people on the podcast who wants to talk about their goals or their thing they're working on and stuff like that. And I would have liked to do that really soon, but I don't know when and I don't know how. But eventually, will happen. And then the third thing is I want to be able to do live podcast, or the goal is to have. Video versions of the podcast released on Tuesdays, or no, the video versions of the podcast released on a certain day, or you can listen to, you can view the video version or have the audio version on certain days. So I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work. Because I want to be able to kind of have like highlights look shown throughout the following week. So basically the podcast is going to be like a week behind. Or about a few days behind, whereas I will be advertising the highlights of the podcast, video form and audio form, during the beginning of the week. And then Thursday and Friday, that's when they'll be released, the video and the audio version, or the audio and the video version, or maybe I might release them both at the same time. But, you know, those will basically be, you know, something that I would like to put out there and... eventually get that thing going, you know what I'm saying? Get that thing going. But before I talk about anything further, let's take a little break for an ad. And also, remember, make sure you eat your vegetables. Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial and 2 free audiobooks of your choice. If you go ahead and use the URL audibletrial.com/FOAVO, F-O-U-A-V-O, they'll give you a 30-day free trial and 2 free audiobooks. Did I say that right? Free audiobooks of your choice. So go to audibletrial.com/FOAVO and get your reading on or listening. So we're back. Get back. All right, so... for the next few minutes or whatever, I'm going to talk about a serious topic that this is something that I know firsthand, and a majority of the American people, or the majority of humans in general, have all been going through this, and that is depression. You know, it's a... usually that's what happens... on a daily basis to a lot of people there. They either fall in or fall out of depression. And, you know, from my perspective, I have been in that hole a lot of times where, you know, at first I thought like everything's over, you know, and then you have to realize that if you think everything's over, try to name things that you know for a fact that will get you out of that hole that you're in. You know, if you're depressed about something, if something made you depressed, figure out a reason why you're depressed. And that's the first thing to kind of combat, you know, your depression, is by understanding why are you depressed. Is it because is it because of lack of money? Is it because lack of involvement with family or friends? Is it because that you find yourself that you're not good enough, or you find yourself that you're not where you want to be in life? So then you just start thinking like, well, I can't get this because I'm this, and I can't get that because I know this or this and that and a third. And then that all that negativity brings you down into a hole of depression. Now, what you need to do is literally what I just did. Talk about to yourself, to in front of the mirror, or a family member, a counselor, whatever, and literally go down and try to understand why you're depressed, because that's the one way to get you out of your depression. You know, some people may say, well, you're basically using negativity to, or you're basically enabling that negativity or that negative thing that you're basically, your reason why you're acting like this or you're feeling this way, to simply fix the problem. Now, you can think about this, you can kind of use the same terminology that they use to, you know, cure the flu. The flu shot is basically the fucking flu. That's all I'm saying. They give you the flu to combat the flu, and that's the way you can feel better by somebody giving you a flu shot. So kind of give somebody a depression shot. That sounds really bad, but you know, sometimes people, you know, their mind works different. You know, my approach may be not the best. My advice I'm giving you might not be the best at all. I'm not claiming that, hey, this is the advice podcast with Deion Davis. No, this is something random, and this is something that I know I've been through multiple times in my life. And most of the time that I was depressed were because of the lack of motivation and the lack of options that I had at that time. Now, most of that depression may also stir up stress. And stress is a killer. Stress causes a lot of health issues, and stress causes a lot of, you know, mental issues as well. Try to eliminate your stress. Eliminating stress is something that is completely healthy, and I know that firsthand because I used to stress out every single day before I started working at my job I'm at right now. And it was because of my job. It was because of my job and money. Now, I currently live in a okay place. I have, you know, everything I may need or don't need, but I have it. I mean, I have a pretty decent, you know, looking apartment right now. I have a bed, I have a TV, I have this and I have that. But then sometimes I stressed out. I used to stress out, but by the fact that I don't have a certain thing, and then I'm trying to figure out, well, I need this thing. And at the time, I wasn't living in my own apartment. I didn't have my own place at that time. And I had to understand where I wanted it to be, but then every time I'm like, fuck, I can't get myself there, and then I kind of fall in depression and I stress out. So when you're depressed and you're stressing at the same time, they're literally fighting each other. And, you know, sometimes you need to just sit down and talk. Give yourself a pep talk. I've literally sat in front of my camera talking about what I was going through. And I was going through other things as well besides that, but these were the main things that were the reason why I couldn't focus. And, you know, this is more of what I'm going to talk about on Friday. Either myself or if Markel is here or Vince, it's more of the same, under the same line of what my 2020, my big giant 2020 resolution needs to be, because I got into that point in my life where I'm like, you know, I've done a good amount of things so far, but fuck it, I'm gonna talk about it anyway. I've been in a, I've been in a situation these past few years, whereas I never had the chance to relax or focus on myself. You know, 2017 was a year for me where I had to find myself and I figure out where I want to be in my life and where I want it to be in general. I had that chance in 2017, right? Now, from 2018, 2019, early 2020, these have been the past 2 years where I was like, I was entering a, I was entering the beginning of the second year of my job at the job before I was at now. And then midway, I decided to leave that job and go to another job. Now from there, from beginning of 2018 all the way to the beginning of today, as of right now, I've literally been put into this big giant fucking bubble where I have literally nothing I can control. And then once I have that control, once I think I have control, you know what's going to happen? Somebody's bringing me right back down into this bubble where I literally don't know when it's going to pop. And it popped months ago. That sounds weird. That bubble popped months ago where I just wanted to just say, shut the fuck up, everybody. Let me sit down and let me go ahead and literally figure out what the hell I want to do in my life. Because I've did not waste all this fucking money to sit here and tell somebody to give me an ultimatum: work or focus on your school. And I realized that I'm going to Full Sail University, which is an expensive fucking school. And then I have this job where it's like an expensive fucking job. And now I'm in the middle, where both ends are literally saying, focus on school, focus on the job, focus on both at the same exact time, Dion. That's what I want to do. But you know what? It's impossible. And, you know, my schooling is basically the same thing I'm doing right now. Producing something, making something creative, talking to something like I have over here. I have two audio controllers. And then also I have a camera. I have this and that. I am a creative person. That is my career goal. This has been my goal since I was a child. This has been something that I've been doing since I was 13, making content on a camera, editing it on a computer, putting it on the internet, or leaving it somewhere where I can view it in the future. This is what I've been doing for years. And now I have this other thing where I'm learning this brand new fucking thing that clearly isn't good, which is a rather interesting thing. You know, it is an interesting thing to learn. It would benefit me in the future, right? But then you have to realize this job takes up so much of your time. And is that a good thing? Possibly. Is it a bad thing? Possibly. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're underpaid or you're being well paid. It doesn't matter if you have time or you don't have time. This is something that literally will put you in a depression state or put you in a state of stress. And the funny thing is, I haven't felt stressed. I haven't felt depressed about it. I felt angry. And that's something that if you had time previously to understand where you are at in your life, you don't have to focus on like, yo, I need to stop running around. I need to start stressing. I need to figure out what the hell that's going to happen next week. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. I need to do that. That. All I did was literally sat down, shut the fuck up, and thought about what I wanted to do. And I said, I'm going to try to do both work and school. I have the ability to also take off for a few days with the work. I also have the ability to take off for a month or two with the school. But if I do that, I have to have a reason of why I am taking off from either two of those things. Now, I might be taking off from work to focus on my school, or I might be taking off from school to focus on my work. But then let's say that something happens with my grades, or let's say something happens in my job where I don't have a certain thing. Those things compile back together and somebody's saying, well, something's not right here. Let's figure out the solution. And then that's that. If this was like 2.5 years ago, I would literally be sitting down, not saying a damn thing, sitting there stressing out, talking about, I don't know what to do. Help me, help me. What am I going to do? Blah, 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 blah. And I'll be just running around with my fucking head cut off and I don't know what to do. And that's what's different with controlling yourself, either if you're in this oppression state or if you are in a state of stress. You need to find a balance between those two. Talk about it with a friend, a family member. Damn, talk to yourself to write down notes, you know? And once you write down those notes, you'll have this, you'll have this ability to basically learn how to evaluate any situation. Let's say something is not happening with you. Let's say something happening with, you know, a friend or a family member that you may know that may be going through the same exact thing. How help them out? Talk to them about the same, do the same exact thing that I just basically explained. You know, go ahead and evaluate the situation. See what you can change about the situation and then try to create a plan to not get back in that state. And, you know, I could also talk about like psychology, focusing on that, going into that, you know, and talking about, and also using spirituality to also combat your depression, which, you know, is as long as there's some type of substance, not a substance, please do not ever. And this is one thing I do want to tell people as well, because I've been in this world for a good minute. And I know a lot of older people that I do know, maybe they've been through a lot of things in their life. But if you're doing drugs to put yourself in a different state, I get that it may make you feel good in that moment, or it may make you feel happy. And it's the same thing for the younger people, which I don't know if anybody's younger is listening to this. And I don't really know if anybody listening to this have been through this. I get it. Okay? I get the reason why you've doing or have done substance abuse or you've self-harmed or anything. I get it. But I'm somebody who have been in worse situations. I know people have been in way, 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 way bigger situations who have literally fought and also surpassed their problems that they were going through and strive and be better than who they are, who they were used to be. And now they're like famous, or now they're doing well in life. They have a family. They have this and they have that. There's no need to do any self-harm or substance abuse stuff. Make yourself feel better or feel good. But I do know everybody's mind works differently. And that's something that I can never be like, well, why the fuck did you do that? Why? What's the reason? I'm somebody who literally have talked to people who literally committed suicide days later. Or I've also talked to people who have tried to commit suicide. Or I'm talking to people who actually did substance, who used substance abuse a few days later before explaining why they were doing it. And I was like, no, they ain't gonna do it. And then after that, you know, they did it. Or I've talked to somebody who literally did some type of substance abuse after I talked to them, and they explained to me what happened. I get it. I've seen 4 different sides of everything. I've seen people that I know personally go through some crazy shit in their lives. And that's all I that's all I want to just understand with people, you know? Try to find things to improve, or this is the final takeaway I'm going to talk about before I go. Try to find things that will make you a better person. I had to learn that the hard way. And that's life. That's adulting, you know. You got to go through things to learn. You have to break a couple eggs to make an omelet. You have to go through shit to understand shit. You gotta fall, to get back up. You got to get back up the fall. You got to do whatever. It has something has to happen for you to literally strive and literally make yourself better than where you were before. If you knew me years ago when I was in high school, I was a person who really did not like talking to people. I was a really shy individual. Today, as of today, I still kind of am. I don't like talking to people, you know, and that's something that kind of is a contradiction because I literally record these things and this is more of like a public speaking type format where you got to feel comfortable to like let people hear what you want to let people hear what you're talking about. And, you know, I used to do podcasts like this where I sit down, talk about a topic, you know, give advice on something that I've been through. And I only give advice on things I've been through. I don't give advice of things that I've literally just thought of out of my ass. Like, yo, how about the military? I don't know anything about I don't know anything about the military. I don't know anything about what it means to, I don't know the reasons or the means to be part of the military. I just know from the outside looking in that the military is there to protect our country or whatever country you live in, and their reasons of or being part of the, and everybody has the reasons of why they join the military or any other type of military or any type of military branch, that there's always so reasons why they did it, and they also have their story on why they did it. You know, in my case, I've been through depression. I've been through the deepest shit in my life. Of my life, not yours, not your mom's, your dad's, your cousin, your auntie, your best friend, your ex-best friend or whatever, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case they may be. Everybody has something that they've been through that they have to also go through themselves. It is a trial that is put on themselves. It is a trial that's put on yourself. And the only way that you can go ahead and actually surpass it, find yourself guilty or not guilty, is by going through the trials yourself. And that's all I have to say. That's all I really got to say. And I do really hope everybody keeps listening to the podcast. If you do like nerdy type talkings or whatever, talk about tokusatsu, anime, whatever, I'm bringing that back. I don't know the exact day. I do want to hit some people up on the nerd Twitter, the nerd YouTube space, because I know for a fact a lot of people that I used to talk to on that channel are still doing things like today. And, you know, I want to most of them, they record using Discord and they kind of do things live on Twitch, which I'll hit them up. I just been busy. I've been busy bumptastic. But yeah, so to end it off, I would like to let everybody know, just look out for everybody. And I know it's kind of hard to do that these days when a lot of people have their own view on life and how they can't trust people or they can't do this and they can't do that. Try to find a way to trust people, because I'm kind of contradicting myself. I find it difficult to trust certain people because everybody has an alternative motive. But if you are in the space in your life and the people around you and you can trust them, and like my case, I had to remove people that I did not trust at all over some stupid things. You have to surround yourself with good people. And that's something that I've kind of enjoyed that I have in my life right now, you know, and we have positive vibes, you know, going on. That's why I enjoy making the podcast with Markel and Vince, because and everybody that we know personally, because this is where I think I'm comfortable at. I trust them. They're like my family, you know. They're my brothers and whatever, you know what I'm saying? And even in my relationship, you gotta have friendships and relationships where you can trust everybody. And whereas everything is good and everything is relaxing. So you know, I'm kind of stalling right now to make it like 30 minutes. But follow me on Twitter. Follow the Foavo. Follow the Foavo Twitter. I just made it. I'm kind of mad that somebody already has the Twitter handle Foavo. But if you go to twitter.com, I think it's Foavo, F-O-U, Foavo underscore visuals, and you'll bring up the Twitter. It's still in the process of being fixed because I have to fix the thing. I have to fix the damn thing, you know? But also, you can follow me on Twitter at This is Dion14, that's T-H-I-S-I-S. Also, if you search up Foavo on the internet and also This is Dion14 on the internet, it'll all bring up my stuff and also anything related to Foavo. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I will see you Friday unless something comes up. But and enjoy your week. Just make sure, you know, look, make sure you're looking out for people, because I know a lot of people are going through some things, and just believe that everything will be good in the future for everybody, and everybody who's going through some things with their family members, with this coronavirus or anything like that, or if anybody's going through anything bad, I really do hope everything works out, and hope everything works out for you and your family, and just stay safe, and enjoy life. Okay, I'm gonna shut up and bye. All right, bye.
For your health.
Wow! A Foavo podcast.